guys, welcome back to my podcast. Today is Tidbit Tuesday. Now, I'm going to start off by telling you about my day because it was very hectic, very stressful, and I would like to hear your opinion on something. Just let me start off with the story saying that recently my school were giving up selection forms, and they said, oh, we're going to talk to our counselors yesterday and today about what we're going to do with the classes for next year, right? And the other thing I'd like to mention is I'm in color guard. And color, like marching band in general, has we have strict rules. And some of the strict rules include no PDA, no eating in the band room, no cursing in the band room. Just simple stuff like that. Like, they're very strict on it. And we have captains. We have the band captains. We have the color guard captains. So let me just point that out before I get to the story. And then today's also senior skip day. That's also part to remember the story. And I apologize if I sound kind of weird. I am cleaning my room currently while recording this. But today is senior skip day, and it's also free pancake day at IHOP. Come on, you know, who doesn't want some free pancakes? Anyway, let's start at the beginning. I have testing. My paper says testing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But the dates were 24, 26, and 28. And I was very confused. I'm like, maybe the dates were wrong because it said Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And it wouldn't be the first time my school messed up on printing out the dates. So I'm like, huh, okay, whatever. And yesterday I tested and my boyfriend bought me coffee. I don't drink coffee. I hate coffee very much. But he bought me coffee because I cannot stay awake during testing. No matter how well I rested, no matter how awake I am, doesn't matter. I'll find a way to fall asleep, and it's very difficult for me in this scenario. So he brought me yesterday coffee, and today he bought me coffee yesterday. My English, thank you very much. Then today I had testing as well. So as people, my friends were inviting me to senior skip day, and I'm like, I mean, sure, I'm down, but me completely forgetting that I had testing, I was like, sure, I'm down to go, just find us a ride and stuff. Then later, kid you not, I was like, oh, I can't go, I have testing tomorrow. And my friend says, oh, skip it, do the makeup it. And I told her, well, I would, but that would be a pain, like a pain in my butt, as well as it takes too long. And I'm trying to get out of intensive reading because I honestly failed the FSA, which is the Florida State's assessment, reading and writing by 7 points. 7 points. Do you understand how frustrating that is for me? Whatever. So I'm literally, I'm cracking my knuckles. Sorry about that. So I'm like, no, I have to do it. You know, I can't just like skip it. She said, okay, I understand. And that's how my boyfriend bought it later the same day, yesterday. It's like, oh, senior skip days tomorrow. I was going to make plans with these and so people. And he's like, why don't you? I'm like, I have testing. He's like, oh, I forgot. I'm like, yeah. He's like, I kind of want to do it, not going to lie, but I don't know where I would go or like have any and how I would do it. I'm like, you realize once you get, he said, my mom drops me off. I'm like, you realize once you get to the school, you can literally just leave. Like, once you get there, you could just leave. And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah, my friends have done it before. And trust me, you could just leave. Because we're right next to McDonald's. So my friends have done this all the time to leave. How do I say? They go to McDonald's all the time. So when they did this, I told them, I'm like, yeah, they leave all the time. Yeah, no, they don't see you. They really don't, like, notice. As long as you do it before 7:20. Like, 7:10, sorry. Then they won't catch you. And they're like, huh, I wouldn't have anyone take me. And I'm like, hey, what about this guy who was a mutual friend of ours? I'm going to call him Danny. I'm like, hey, what about Danny? He has a car. And my boyfriend's like, oh no, he says if he gets one more tardy, he's gonna get CSI. And I said, how many tardies does he have? Apparently he's about to be on a 6-1. And I said, no, tell Danny that that is completely wrong, because I, from experience, had 7 tardies, and then I got an 8th one last year, and they gave me CSI for, yes, my school's done like that, but whatever. So he told him that, and he's like, okay, so we're gonna do it, but we don't even know where to go. I'm like, well, IHOP's having a national free pancake day, so maybe we could go there. He's like, oh, okay. So he basically makes plans to go, and he understands why I can't go. And don't get me wrong, I'm not upset he's doing it, but it low-key, like, I gave you the idea, I gave you the ride, I gave you the place. Okay. So, and I told him about this, and then afterwards, today I get to, he brings me my coffee in the morning. I don't even see him. He drops it off with a friend of ours who we're gonna call Xavier. He drops it off with a friend of ours, Xavier, and Xavier gives me the coffee, so I don't even get to see him. And he's already on his way to IHOP, and I'm in class. And then my teacher, I tell him I have testing, and he's like, oh, I did get an email with you. Today's the math retakers. And I'm like, what? Yeah. And I look at my other friend, I'm like, don't you have testing today? She's like, yeah, but no, apparently it's not today, it's tomorrow. And I said, are you kidding me? So I'm over here. I feel bad because I said no to my friends. I said no to my boyfriend. And I gave him the idea, basically. You know, it would have been really nice to spend the day with my friends and boyfriend. But whatever. So they didn't. We didn't test at all today. And I have coffee. I hate coffee. So I feel bad because I'm like, he made effort to make it for me to stay up. So you know what? I'm going to put it to use. I'm going to drink it now. And then my friend was like, you want me to dump it out for you so you don't have to do it? I'm like, yeah, but I still know. He's like, he won't know. But I know, and I still feel bad. Like, I feel bad for the smallest of things. I can't do something like that because he made it for me. So it's like, it's really rude to just dump out the coffee. So I drank it, and I stayed awake in the entire class. And shocker, I didn't understand what my teacher was teaching me because he is very talkative. He gets distracted during his lessons. Even then, like, I just personally don't find him. I think he's a good teacher for some kids. I personally, myself, cannot learn anything from him. And a lot of other kids have agreed with me as well. So I can't really diss on him because, you know, he is trying. So, later. And another, a little note to also keep in mind is I am 5 days late on my period. The first 3 days, I was being very careful, and the next 2 days I really didn't care at the point. And normally I get my period in the middle of the night or nighttime for the matter. So I go to the bathroom because I think I'm ovulating. I feel weird underneath. So I'm like, I think let me go use the bathroom so I can clean myself. And then I see I got my period. And I am furious because I miss senior skip day. I get my period. Alright, whatever. But I don't have a pad on me. And it stained my pants. My acid wash blue jeans. Yes, acid wash. All the more noticeable. It's more noticeable than blue jeans. So, and it wasn't even stained in the back. It was stained in the front. I wanted to die. So I was like, great. And I even texted my boyfriend. I'm like, I'm literally going to deck someone in the face because I was so pissed. Like, it was all of like an hour of me being in school, and I wanted to like go home already. So I texted him. He's like, oh, you didn't pack a pad just in case. And I was like, don't say that. I know I should have, but I didn't. He's like, ugh. So I had to put toilet paper. I'm like, it's okay, I'll go to the band room, because we have a little area called the guard room where we have like emergency pads, and I hardly ever do that because I usually have my own. But you know, they had one, so I'm like, let me go get one. And since I always go to that class anyway, since my teacher lets me, I have to go to that class anyway because I got distracted for a second. Yeah, no, my teacher, always lets me go when I'm done, like, when he's done with his lesson, as well as my, band teacher lets me because he's not really doing anything in that class. It's literally course. So, I get back to class, and he's like, oh yeah, for any AP course, you have to have an AP form. And I'm like, what? Like, yeah, to get it signed. I'm like, I already got my subject selection form signed, though, by my English teacher. She's like, yeah, but you have to get it signed as well as by the AP coordinator on the AP form. And I was like, oh my goodness. So I'm like, where do I get one? It's like, oh no, they already got it. So here's the form. I'm like, okay, thank you. So I get it, and I'm like, can I go to band? And he gives me a pass to go to band. But before I go, I get a signature from my social studies teacher because I want to take AP psychology next year. And he gives me the signature for the AP class, so I'm like, perfect. And I go, and then I go to the band room. And my teacher, out of all the days, he is deciding to teach today. I'm waiting at the door for a couple of seconds to see. And I hear him speaking. He seems to be teaching. And I'm like, damn, I can't interrupt this class. If not, he'll, like, literally, he'll bitch at me. Like, he does not like when people interrupt this class, especially, like, marching band kids. Because it's like, you can't take advantage of the fact that we're always, you can't take advantage of the fact that you guys are allowed in here and, like, interrupt my class. I feel like that's the way he sees it, which is perfectly understandable. But even in that case, I was like, oh my gosh. So I can't go in. And I have one ply toilet paper currently in my underwear. And it's irritating because I'm walking. So it's rubbing against me. And I hate it so much. I want to, like, die at this point. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Nothing well is going for me at this point. And later, I proceed to go to the office to try to speak to my guidance counselor. I go there, right? And I don't know what they have, but they're like, look at this purple sheet. Because your guidance counselor is based on your name, last name. And it had, like, regular initials. And then it had, like, three letters at the same time, like, combined together. It was, like, A-S-T. I'm like, what? I'm like, this makes no sense. I'm like, I think this one, I don't know, S, because my last name is with an S as well. So I'm like, I guess. And then I go, but I guess I got a little lost, so I slightly didn't, like, go directly into the office of my guidance counselor. So these two girls saw it, they said, oh, I'm not going in, so they went in, which is understandable, but at the same time, I was like, oh, great. And they were talking to her about the subject selection form as well. So I'm waiting outside the door for, like, at least 8 minutes go by, and this other girl proceeds to just walk in, and she's like, oh, wait here. I'm like, excuse me, I was literally here first, but I was like, I didn't say anything, I was just there. So another 5-8 minutes pass, so it's like 15 minutes, I guess, more or less, I'm waiting in total. She's finally done with the two girls that were there originally, and I look at her, I get up, and I'm like, hey, she said, hey, what's your name? And I tell her my name, oh, Sabrina. She said, Sabrina what? And I tell her my last name. And she's like, oh, you're in the other room. You have this person as your guidance counselor. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And at this point, I'm like, I want to cry, because, like, I'm so overwhelmed. So much stuff is going on, and I hadn't even been at school for 2 hours. Like, so much, like, it was too much at once. So I go over there, and her door is closed, and I'm like, oh my goodness. And I asked the lady next to my guidance counselor, hey, do you know if she's here? And she said, yeah, she's here, I believe she's with the students. I'm like, great. Out of all the times the student decides to talk to her guidance counselor about their problems, which, are, by the way, our students never do, because our guidance counselor are, like, they're good people. They're just not the best at understanding what the teenagers are in our school currently go through. Like, nothing bad with that. Just more or less the obvious. And I'm like, man, out of all the times a student in our school decides to talk to her about an issue. So, and I asked her, okay, do you know where I can find the AP coordinator? She's like, no, sorry, I don't know where he is. I'm like, ugh. Nothing's going well for me at this point, and I want to, like, go home already. And the fact is, all my friends were literally eating pancakes, so I was like, my stomach was, like, grumbling, as well as I was very jittery, and I had all this adrenaline running through me, so it was even all the worse. And then I just go to my third period class, because at this point, like, the bell rang, I get there late, and then whatever, I'm pissed. And I slightly ranted about it to my friend. And later, lunch passed. There's two lunches we separated, first wave and second wave. I went to first wave today, and I went to see my guidance counselor. I waited a couple minutes because there's other people there. And I talked to her. She's like, oh, you gotta come back later. Because yeah, I mean, she didn't have an appointment. I'm like, an appointment? She's like, I don't have my form. I have it right here. Because it seemed that she had a pile of the forms in her hand, like that were filled out. And she's like, oh, what class are you, like, who's your English teacher? And I told her who my English teacher was. Then she proceeds to say, oh, we'll call you down next. Don't worry, like, your class is next. And today is supposedly the last day. And I had tried talking to her on Friday, but she's like, oh, no. We don't have the students' information yet of, like, the course history. We're not going to get that until Monday of next week. So that's when we're going to start talking to the students. I'm like, oh, okay. So that happened last Friday. And then today, I literally tried talking to her. And she's like, oh, you can't call. Like, there's a bunch of students waiting for me. We're doing it by class. And I'm like, oh. And then I go to the band hall to look for my friends. My friends are nowhere to be found. Of course, either IHOP or, you know, busy. And I'm literally sitting alone on my phone. And me as a person with period, like with my period, I never get cramps. I don't know what they are. To be honest, I never got in it. And I somehow felt like I don't know what it was exactly. I can't really describe it without being too much TMI, but yeah, I had something and I was feeling really bad. And then my friends were like, I don't think that's period cramps. I'm like, okay, I'm just asking because, you know, I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I'm not trying to sound like rude or anything. And then I'm feeling like crap. I'm feeling sad. I'm like no one's here to talk to me. I'm like so annoyed. My day is like not going as planned. And then I go back to my class, whatever. And then the pain starts progressively getting worse. And I tell my boyfriend about it. He asked me, has the day gotten better at least? And I told him, no, not at all. And I ranted to him. And then later, my friend gets back and we're talking because we have fifth period together. I'm like, and that was like the best time I've ever had, except I was low-key crying. Like one or two teardrops came out because I explained to her a little bit more how my pain was. She's like, oh yeah, those are period cramps. And I'm like, oh really? She's like, welcome. You're a woman now. And mind you, I'm literally like almost 18. So I don't get how I've never had period cramps. And it's like my first time, which is like kind of infuriating, to be honest, because it makes me kind of ignorant. But now I'm not, because it's very painful. And I have a high pain tolerance. So for me, and I don't cry. Those are two things about me. I have a high pain tolerance and I don't cry unless it's a genuine reason. So the fact that like two teardrops came out of my eyes, what? While I was in pain, is saying that it was pretty a lot of pain I was going through. I later, as school ends, yada. Remember how I mentioned earlier that my boyfriend bought me coffee? He brought it in a reusable cup that belonged to him with his name on it. As soon as I was done with it, I rinsed it out really well many times. I put some soap in it, rinsed it out, and then rinsed it out with water. Yeah. You get the deal. It was rinsed out. It was used. And we have the little guard room in the band room, as I mentioned. And we all have our little lockers in the guard room. So I go there for fifth period. I put my bag down. And then I put the cup next to it. And I actually put it in my locker, but I needed to get something out of my locker. So I guess I took it out, trying to take the other thing out of my locker. So it was on the floor, my locker's open. And then I'm just minding my own business. And then one of my friends says, Sabrina, I'm gonna call her Ashley. Ashley, the captain, by the way, she's like, oh, Ashley's looking for you. And I'm like, huh? She's upset that you left your cup in the guard room floor. And I'm like, hold up. Is this girl really gonna start bitching at me for a cup I left on the floor when this girl is constantly eating in the band room, eating in that room in general that we're supposed to keep clean and not eat out there at all? Now we're gonna have punishments. Has brought her boyfriend in there before, the PDA thing, and has cursed in that room before. Oh my goodness, talk about I can't speak today. Hypocrisy. Like, when she said that, I was like, is she really gonna start bitching at me for a coffee cup? And I started storming to get the cup. You know what? She can bitch at me if it's not there. So I went to go get it. And my boyfriend, he could tell I'm pissed. He know I don't get pissed off often. I get annoyed and agitated before I start getting pissed. Because I have and I'm very patient. But this girl has done this many times where she has got me in trouble for something so stupid and trivial that shouldn't even be a thing because she has done it many times before. But this time was like the last straw. I was actually so furious when they told me this. So I went to go get the coffee mug. But I bumped into her because, you know, she was at the angle of the corner. You know how when you bump into someone at school at the hall, you're like, oh, sorry. She said, oh, you owe me 10 push-ups. And I'm like, for what exactly? Oh, you left trash in the garden room. I'm like, no, I didn't. It's a reusable cup. And then she said, doesn't matter. You're not supposed to be eating or drinking anything. Well, I didn't eat or drink in there. And then she said, and you left it on the floor. You can't just be leaving things in the middle of the floor. I'm like, there's nothing in it. Okay, but there could have been. Okay, there could have been, but there wasn't. And I wouldn't leave any food in there. And she's like, yeah, but the fact is you shouldn't leave it there. And Gianna, like, knocked it down. So, like, don't leave it on the floor. You owe me 10 push-ups. And I'm like, excuse me, with all due respect, you eat in there all the time. She's like, what? No, I don't. I used to. And I'm like, you literally ate there last week. Oh, yeah, when? And I'm like, you literally ate 2 donuts in there? I was right next to you. And we had a conversation how, oh, you don't care if people eat in there, just as long as they pick up their garbage. And I said, I'm like, it's a reusable cup. Doesn't matter, you're still gonna owe me 10 push-ups. I'm like, I mean, and everybody left it a mess. So everybody owes me laps. And I'm like, and they can make us do it with plausible reason, of course. But in this case, I did nothing wrong. The cup was rinsed out, had nothing in it. Oh my goodness, I left it on the floor. I left my proof that I actually exist on the floor. Oh my goodness, what a freaking crime. And I literally stormed off, and the thing is, she kept trying to talk to me. And I'm this type of person. Two types, actually. I'm either the type of person who I will call you out and deck you in the face if you try to mess with me. But at the same time, I'm that person who in certain situations, I do not want to cause anything. So what I do best to avoid making a scene is to storm off. And in this case, it was to storm off because she kept talking to me and she was pissing me off. Like, I don't get pissed off easily, but when I do, you don't want to see it. No one wants to see it. It's not a pretty sight. So I storm off to get the cop, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Is this me? And my boyfriend's like following me, and she's like, and he hears the conversation, and he's like, it's my cup. And like basically like yelling, like speaking over her, because she could try to speak over like him and me. And it's like, it's my cup. It doesn't matter. It shouldn't be in the garden room anyway. Yeah, it does matter in this case. It was just the one time. And she didn't say anything, and her boyfriend was right next to her. And I thought it was the funniest thing ever, low-key, because apparently, according to my boyfriend, he smiled at him because he knew he was right. And I was like, oh, okay. So then I went to go get the cup, and then later she saw me and told me about the 10 push-ups again. I'm like, you eat in there all the time, so I don't understand what the problem is. And I shouldn't. You know those things where you're in an argument and later, hours later, you're like, man, I should have said this. Happened all the time. Well, I was like, as soon as everything happened, I was so pissed. And once I got home, I was like, man, I should have said, hey, don't you leave your empty water bottle in the guard room, something that's reusable all the time. No, oh my goodness, imagine if something would have been in that water bottle and spilled. That is a crime against humanity, a crime against the law, like, absolutely. And it's the same thing. That it's a reusable mug, it's not garbage, it didn't have any coffee in it, it didn't smell like coffee, it was rinsed out perfectly, nothing was in it, nothing would have happened, and it had a name on it. So I don't understand what the problem was. No one does. So I said, and to this day, I will still hold this girl so annoying. As a captain, like, there's many scenarios where I respect you and I see it, but it's stuff like this, she's hypocritical all the time, and it's so fucking annoying. Like, I'll name a couple more examples, actually. we have a thing where we're supposed to have our shirts on in the band room, because color guard is allowed to take off their shirts if they're wearing a sports bra, because practice gets really hot. And don't get me wrong, practice was super hot, and I had my shirt on, just not on, it was around my neck, because I couldn't, it was like sticking to my like waist, and I was like uncomfortable. And I get into the band room, and then she's like, shirt's on in the band room. And I'm like, I got annoyed, but I wasn't gonna fight with her, but I'm like, yeah, you're right, okay, I'll put it on, you get me? But she didn't have to give me such attitude when she said it. Two practices later, she's walking around in a sports bra in that band room. Or no PDA when I'm not doing anything. And she has a boyfriend and she's doing PDA, or used to do. At the time she was single, she would do PDA for ex-boyfriend all the time. But now that she has a boyfriend, she doesn't call anyone out on PDA at all, because she knows damn well that she does the same thing. So, moral of the story is, I just had a crappy day, and it's very chaotic, and, you know, I have the worst luck known to mankind. And tell me what you guys would have done about that, because honestly, that is so infuriating for anyone to give me attitude or act like they're superior than me, when they literally have to abide by the same rules as me. Yes, I get you have a little bit more authority because you're captain, but does not give you a right to do whatever the hell you want and then get others in trouble for what you're basically doing. Well, guys, that is the end of today's podcast. Thank you very much for sticking around, and come back to Sabrina's World.